Penguin Audio presents Drone by Mike Madden, read by Jason Culp. This book is dedicated to you, Tom Lavin, my magnificent father-in-law, a combat-wounded, combat-decorated Marine. In 1952, you were just a kid, hunting the enemy on night patrols, with nothing more than a .45 in your hand and your head on a swivel, the point man on a zeroed-in path between rice paddies forward of the MLR. Overrun on the yoke, bombarded on X-ray, ambushed on Irene, you and your friends were outnumbered and outgunned, but you prevailed, unyielding in blood and valor. You did your job well, Pop, and so did your friends, the ones who came home from Korea and the ones who didn't. You believed, and that made all the difference. Anything one man can imagine, other men can make real. Attributed to Jules Verne. Author note. All of the drone systems described in this book are currently deployed or in development. I have taken the liberty of simplifying and in some cases amplifying their performance characteristics for the sake of the story. However, I am confident that the new and improved versions I have described will soon be widely available. May. Chapter 1. El Paso, Texas. Cinco de Mayo was cooler than usual in the sprawling border city of El Paso, one of the poorest in America. In one of its grimmest barrios, a pink stucco house thrummed with life on a dark, narrow street. A crowd of teenagers from the nearby Arts Academy High School danced to throbbing music in the frame of its big picture window, their faces all smiles and laughter. The first graduation party of the year. Out on the front porch, a knot of young men in hoodies and drooping pants stood guard, drinking beer out of solo cups and smoking cigarettes, trying to look tough in a brutal part of town. To anybody passing by, they looked like somebody's crew, but they were just teenagers like the kids inside, their young bodies rocking unconsciously to the beat of the music behind them. An obsidian black Hummer on big custom wheels slowed as it passed the house. The windows were blacked out. Death metal music roared inside. No plates on the bumpers. The hoodies out front pretended not to notice, playing it cool but keeping careful watch out of the sides of their bloodshot eyes. Four houses up, the Hummer's red brake lights flared as it slowed to a stop, then its white backup lights lit up. The big black box of steel rolled backward. The gearbox whined until it stopped in front of the pink stucco house. It just sat there, idling. The death metal music still thundered behind the Hummer's blackened glass, muffled by the steel doors. Now, the boys turned in unison, stared at it, starting to freak out. The oldest kid nodded at the tallest.
Yo, go check it out.
Me? You check it out.
No need. The Hummer's doors burst open, death metal exploding into the night, drowning out the music inside the house. Two men leaped out, strapped with shoulder-harnessed machine guns. Balaclavas hid their faces. They wore black tactical gear and Kevlar vests, stitched with three letters, I-C-E. The ICE men advanced in lockstep as they raised their weapons in one swift, synchronous motion, snapping the stocks to their cheeks, picking their targets through their iron sights. The boys bolted toward the back of the house. Too late. Machine gun barrels flashed like strobe lights in the dark. The air split with the roar of their gunfire. The first rounds tore into the lead runner, then raked into the backs of the guys right behind him. They tumbled to the pavement in a heap like broken marionettes. The gunman advanced toward the porch, firing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?